Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Matheson's here, too. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Over 8 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, the author of two books that I know of, Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. Both of those are available wherever books are sold, and he is one of the top online experts that I know of, and he's our good friend Rick. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and Rick, one of the things that I've been reporting on for a few years now is something that's been welling up in Europe. Europe has a different attitude about privacy and about technology than America does. They're a little more tightly wound about this than we are, aren't they?
Yeah, that is definitely one way to put it, definitely. I think that for the EU, you know, when they make regulations, it tends to be in the consumer's favor versus business. And here in the United States, we might do it the reverse.
Right. Exactly. And of course, it has a lot to do with what we allow, what we're willing to accept. In America, it seems like we've basically given up the house and said, you know, the whole privacy thing, you know, that war is over and we lost. Let's just forget about it. Let's just not worry about it. Well, they're still worried about it in Europe, aren't they?
Absolutely. And it does have global implications for marketers, whether they're here in the United States or elsewhere. And I think it is going to start to be in our radar more after, you know, Cambridge Analytica and other, you know, high profile sort of incidents. It's definitely going to start to come to the fore. And I think this will be a big eye opener for businesses when GDPR goes into effect.
Well, it's called General Data Protection Regulation. And it protects the consumer all the way out to the last mile vendor that they do business with wherever they are on the planet, regardless of size, doesn't it?
Yes, wherever they are in the world. So GDPR goes into effect at the end of next week, May 25th, and it's designed to give consumers more control over their personal data through really strict rules about how that data can be collected, how it can be shared, and how it can be stored. Really strict rules. And for marketers and small business marketers, they need to know about this because everyone is under this this regulation if they sell, market, or track anyone in the EU. So this rule is in the EU, not in the United States, but it applies to any business, large or small. And so everyone needs to know about it because the fines are amazing.
Yeah.
So if you are caught breaking these rules, noncompliance can cost you 4% of your annual worldwide revenues, up to 20 million euros. So it's time. So this is serious.
And there's no differentiation between Exxon and Emma's soap, homemade soaps. You know, it's the same thing. Now, the way this works, explain how this works, because you've mentioned that if you violate this, well, you might break some of their rules, but without, it's not like you're trying to violate. It's not like you ran a red light that you knew you ran a red light. You could be violating some of these GDPR rules and not even know about it. Most small business owners won't even know about it. Tell us about it. How does it work?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, you know, I have clients in the EU, large companies, and only about 11% of them are ready for this going to effect. So that's in the EU with larger companies.
Wow.
So there will definitely be a latency for small businesses here, but the rules are amazing. So, Jim, do you know where all your email newsletter subscribers live?
Do not.
I have no idea. They're mine. Yeah. Well, you may not realize it, but some of those email addresses go, you know, might go to people who live in the EU. And if you send them your newsletter on May 25th or afterward, you can face the fine.
Even though they aren't buying anything from me.
That's correct. You are communicating to them using their personal email address.
Right.
So personal data is anything that can be tracked to a specific individual. And so, and it doesn't matter if they opted in. At some point, they gave you your, you know, their email address, and they opted into your newsletter. But now, because of GDPR, and it's happening like crazy this week and next, let me tell you, anyone that, you know, because anyone on your email list might be in Europe, and you don't know which ones, you have between now and May 25th to send them a re-permissioning email. And it has to be double opt-in. So it has to say, hey, if you've been in touch, you want to make sure you still want to be on our mailing list, and, you know, please, you know, opt back in. And they provide their email address, and then you have to, of course, send them an email asking for confirmation, just in case somebody you know, entered their email for
even,
them.
Even though some email newsletters go out using a service that doesn't allow the purveyor of the newsletter to touch the onboarding or the offboarding.
Yeah, well, that will be the norm now, so you might be safe. So under GDPR, there are data controllers and data licensors or users, and so you can't just go buy lists anymore. You have
What I'm getting at is if you subscribe to my newsletter, Rick, I can't. Can't put you back on. I can't take you off. You have to unsubscribe yourself. And so if you don't do it, then am I going to get penalized?
You may, or the platform that you use to do it. So they should be putting mechanisms in place to protect you.
Right. Wow. So, that's going to make everybody's bill go up higher, because that's a lot of work.
It is, and especially because people are just catching on to it.
Right.
And so everyone.
How are they going to I've got less than a minute. How are they going to actually get into my pocket as a small business owner? How's the EU going to do that?
Yes, enforcement. They are putting this in place. The good news is, it sounds like these countries do not yet have resources or people assigned it to it. But just know, as of May 25th, you need to be compliant with it, so they could come after you when they're ready.
This is one thing, folks. This is a clinic on how the Europeans feel about privacy, how it's different from the way Americans feel about it. This is a if for nothing else, this would be an interesting thing for you to learn, because in the 21st century, my friends, this is an example. This is a bellwether of how we're all going to do business in the future. Quick break, right back with Rick Matheson. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.